You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, I'm Daryl Daughtry, the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We try to keep things brief, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. I'm also a multi-certified coach and a trainer of professional coaches all around the world. And these connections give me inside access to information and innovation that I pass along to you each and every week. In today's audio article, I'm going to talk about five emotions that can stop you from living your dreams. And in addition to these five emotions, I'm also going to give you five powerful declarations that can reverse the effect of those poisonous feelings. So, here's this week's audio article with an insightful look at this, just for you. There are commonly at least five emotions stopping you from living your dreams. They stem from hurtful memories that can stifle your development and growth. So how do we break through this insidious mental conditioning? How do we grow and develop beyond hurtful episodes that bury themselves in our subconscious and negatively influence our lives? How do we change and grow so that we can live our dreams? Well, the first step is to break the hold of these inhibiting influences, recognize them, then either get rid of them or turn them into a positive force that pushes you ahead rather than holds you back. Identify these inhibiting memories in your life so that you can control them rather than allowing them to control you. Did someone hurt your feelings in the past? Well, forgive them and forget it. Move on. Did someone punish you unfairly? You know, it's over now. It's done. Go on with your life. So let's look at five possible emotions that may be stopping you from living your dreams. The first one's anger. Anger is a natural response to a perceived attack or injury. It makes negative energy flow. But when allowed to simmer, it depletes any positive energy that could be used to improve your life. If you hold on to your anger for more than a week, it's only hurting you. So make yourself let it go. Envision yourself throwing it out. Rid your mind of it. Transform your anger into positive motivation. Don't get mad. Get motivated. The second emotion is revenge. This is the first cousin of anger. It also robs you of strength in the long run. The person who has injured you probably has gone on with their life, so shouldn't you? Don't let the injury hurt you further by inhibiting your growth. Lose it or use it. Instead of saying, "I'll get them," say instead, "I'll show them. I'll be somebody." The third emotion is sadness. This is more crippling than anger because it drains you from the start, sapping your will to go on. You probably will have to let this drain away slowly at its own pace. Time heals, but if the sadness seems to linger, consciously force it out. Seek out things that make you laugh and feel positive about life. Realize that feeling sad will not change anything. Seek peace of mind by turning on the light. The fourth emotion is resentment. Life is not always fair. And fairness is really not a realistic expectation. It's unrealistic to feel that the world owes you fairness, and holding on to resentment is no way to fight back. Drop it and get back into the battle. Accept that life is hard. Yet some people will get better breaks than others. Get proactive and make your own opportunities. The final emotion is guilt. Guilt is another emotion that stands between you and your dreams. All of us have done things we feel bad about and we regret. Things we would do differently if given a second chance. Many of us carry that guilt around, and it keeps us from moving forward. Don't let anyone, including yourself, put you on a guilt trip. Say to yourself out loud, no matter what, I'm still a worthwhile person. Everyone makes mistakes, but I refuse to allow my mistakes to define me. I will learn from this, and I will get better. So I'm going to leave you with five declarations that can change your mindset and thus change your attitude. And you may want to replay this podcast again to write these down. And I'll repeat them again at the end of the podcast. Number one, say to yourself, I'm going to get better and not bitter. I'm going to get better and not bitter. Number two, my pain can actually result in my gain. My pain can actually result in my gain. Number three, what doesn't kill me can only make me stronger. What doesn't kill me can only make me stronger. And four, nurturing negative emotions only poisons me. Nurturing negative emotions only poisons me. Five, I give myself permission to get over it. I give myself permission to get over it. This, my friend, is how you fight and how you turn on the light.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. Today we've been talking about five emotions that can stop you from living your dreams. These emotions were anger, revenge, sadness, resentment, and guilt. Unfortunately, they are common and they are deadly. But I'm going to repeat the five declarations that can reverse these emotions and change your life. One, I'm going to get better, not bitter. Two, my pain can actually result in my gain. Three, what doesn't kill me only makes me stronger. Four, nurturing negative emotions only poisons me. And five, I give myself permission to get over it. You can find this article on our website, as well as this podcast. I hope you'll join us again next time as we feature another audio article from personalgrowthmagazine.com.